Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. This is Daytime After Dark, still in quarantine. We're not even on page one. Right now, we are still on page one. This is never, ever, ever, ever going to end, I don't think. But on a positive note, because today we have Sonia Santra and Sid Bell on One Life to Live and Guiding Light and a bunch of other stuff. But I do have breaking news for everyone that hasn't known about this. And, you know, I feel like our birthday, all of our birthdays was messed up. Me, you, Maggie, Bobby, and mine, because we didn't have new episodes of these. But sit back and hear the announcement, people. Zeno Hospital is going back to work on July 3rd, August 3rd. So I haven't been this happy in so long with this news about, it's exciting. It's like, okay, so I'm still stuck in the home area. But August 3rd, Center Hospital comes back, and I can be my food. Yay! God, I miss new episodes of Center Hospital. Bodum Beautiful one back this week. I think Young will follow suit. Of course, there will be safety things for it. So, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to be something I waited for and prayed. And I know we are not out of the Bible zone yet. So, all the souls, if you're hearing me, please, bank on a lot of episodes just in case we have another second go-around of this. And whoever said, oh, the hot weather was going to make this better was wrong, because we have today, the count is 509 people died from this virus in Washington State, you know, the state that the clown doesn't care about, so we are screwed. And I'm mad that last night the Portland, Oregon mayor got maced. This is an outcry. Come on, Trump brought these nasty girls in, not helping the situation. And it makes me mad, and I'm still waiting for Sonia to call in. So, let me see. Let's see. Okay, well, I'm going to bring on Bobby.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, isn't it great news about the NASA?
Yes, I heard.
I'm on cloud 9 or 10 or 100 right now, and I'm bringing David on to. David, are you happy? This is what we wanted.
I can't wait.
This is what we wanted. This is what we've been longing for, and I'm still under stay-at-home order. So, you know, everything. Oh, okay, and Sonia's here, so I will put you guys back on hold And you know how the drill works, boys. Okay. Okay, people. All right. Did I match the dog in quarantine with Sonia, Santa, and she played Lucy on Guiding Light. She's been on so many terrific shows like Bonanza, Baywatch. Loved it, All My Life to Live. She was a great on Baywatch. And the men who built America and American Genius. So, yes, let's bring her on.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, okay, I know people probably laugh, but yes, I'm calling my show now Daytime After Dark in quarantine because I'm in Seattle and we are not even at phase one yet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I mean, yes, I've gone out to Walmart, you know, safely with the mask. People need to wear the mask.
Yeah.
But I've gone out to Walmart, picked up some food, and that's about it since we've been locked down since February. So and I thought, oh, I'm not going to work that much this summer on. So I thought I would just take a long summer off, but then the quarantine hit, and I'm not allowed to go anywhere. And I do feel like just sneaking on an airplane right now, Sonia, and going somewhere, because this feels like the most strange. I don't know for you, but doesn't it feel like the strangest summer you've ever had in your whole life? Because that's how I'm feeling.
Yes. I think, though, for me, it was the strangest spring because we actually, you know, I'm in New York City, which was hit really hard in the beginning.
Yeah, you guys were too, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a house just outside of the city that was under construction. So we went out there, but it was really under construction, so we kind of like just turned on electricity and plumbing so that we could sort of live there. But in the end of April, lots and lots of mice had little mice, and suddenly we had like a mouse infestation in this house, and they were falling through the holes in the roof where lights should be but hadn't been put in yet. And so there was mice in our kitchen sink, in our bathtub, and when one crawled on my husband at night, he was like, I'm done, we're out of here. So we ended up packing up, and at the time, Georgia was just opening. So we rented a place on Tybee Island in Georgia, and we stayed there.
Oh!
I know. And then we ended up spending a month in Florida, like all these hot spots, but we were like isolated in a house. We rarely did anything. And then when Florida got terrible, we came back to New York. And, you know, New York is doing so much better, and everybody wears masks all of the time. And so, you know, safer, even though I know there's still, whatever, 800 cases in New York right now, but it feels so different than it did in March when it was scary in March. It felt like it was closing in on you.
No, exactly. And then, I thought things really couldn't get worse. But then February, my grandma, who's 93, ends up taking a long time to get some dizzy spells. And my mom did not want to take her to the hospital because COVID-19, but she really did not have a choice because she was fainting. And then, so she was in there about 3 days. And then my sister called me, and she's like, you need to call grandma right now. I'm like, I just talked to half an hour ago, she's fine. No. I did talk to her. Her breathing is really, really bad. They have her on oxygen. She might need kidney dialysis. So basically, my sister was calling me to say, tell Grandma goodbye. And so in that, like, 20-minute period, it was crazy. It was like, after I got off the phone with her, I had to call my nieces in Idaho to calm them down because they love her so much. And Sophie, my 16-year-old niece, who is more like my daughter because I love her so much, she had this great idea. I'm like, I go, what, Sophie? Goes, I'm going to get in the car right now with Haley, and we are going to come and see Seattle, pick you up, and then we're going to go to the hospital, make in food to Grandma, and that's going to make her feel better. And I'm like thinking, okay, and all I could see is we are all going in jail. We are all going in jail because no one was allowed in. So we all thought if we just poked and pretend we were going on one floor, but we were really going on the floor, it would work. And no. So and I texted my mom our idea. And my dad answered back and goes, okay, are you just looking for a way to get in jail during this crisis? I don't know. We thought of a minister to Grandma. And, and so luckily she made it out. Okay, luckily. And then she did not have COVID. And, but it was crazy because that is the worst time you want anyone in the hospital when this virus is going down because you cannot come see them. You can't. I mean, if Grandma did go down here really fast, my sister's a PA and my mom's a nurse, they could go, but none of the other kids could go. So, yeah, it just feels like the most crazy year. And I remember thinking, January 1st, and maybe we'll attest to this, we were not going to say something about 2020. We were not. Because we felt like, oh, God, what is this year's curse, too? So we did not say it. We did not say Happy New Year or anything. We left that out in the dust. And what happened? The whole wide world is turned about. So I think, 2020 will go down as the craziest year ever. I really am starting to believe that. And so what have you been doing to drive yourself crazy with everything?
I do have this other business where I'm coaching people, and I also do this Motisize, which is a combination of coaching and movement. And I'm writing a book that's going to be coming out in the spring of next year. So that's exciting. And I guess so I've been mostly working on that. My husband is filming Men Who Built America 2, and hopefully going to be acting in that sometime in September.
He better give you.
I know.
I mean, he's your husband. If he doesn't cast I'll do give you another one of the movie. I hate to say this, but he should be on the couch for a couple of days because if my husband had on my husband's power and he didn't do that for me, I will divorce him. I will punish him. So, you can tell him I said that. So
I'll tell him you said that. It's not quite that bad. He's filming. He has to film because they can't film in the U.S. right now. So he has to film in Ireland. And there's a strict 14-day quarantine.
Is he allowed to travel to Ireland? Are they letting people travel that far now. I thought, you know, they were a ban on some countries that you couldn't go into.
Yeah, almost all of the EU has banned Americans, but for some reason Ireland is still letting them in as long as they quarantine for 14 days. And they check it
quarantine
from, like, here. I know. Well,
can you
still,
imagine
what we've been
quarantine
doing quarantining
for 14 days? I don't even want to think about, you know, how bad, you know, we work because it's, you know, crazy. And I really think, well, see, you were great on One Life to Live, and you were great on Guiding Light. So I think daytime is calling out for you. And I understand you live in New York. And I understand that all the subs are in California. But I think that you are on the long list of people that people want to see back on the soaps. So, and now that the soaps are returning, thank God. I think you need to go back in daytime. And, you know, I mean, you could go on any of the four soaps. Which of the four soap would you want to go on?
You know, when I, back before I had gotten Guiding Light, I had actually, everybody always said that I looked like, what's her name? Felicia on General Hospital.
Yes.
And I kind of do. And
yes.
So I had written a letter with a picture of me and her right next to it saying, hey, I think she needs a sister. And the casting director called me. He's like, oh my goodness, you actually really do look like her. So they brought me in. And for a minute, I was going to play her sister. And then she decided she wanted to leave. So then I was, they were considering me replacing her. And then she decided that she wanted to stay. And so then I screen tested for a totally different part, and I didn't get it because I looked too much like her. And so there's a part of me that feels like there's still this unfinished circle. I think it would be fun to go back and play some, I don't know, relative of Felicia or something.
No, I mean, that could work. I mean,
it could. I don't know.
It could work, and I've always saw you on V8's Days of Our Life. Oh, even younger than us, sis. Reason why I'm tuning down board in beautiful for you, because on nights, because it's only a half an hour or so, and we don't see everyone every day. And
right.
So, and I know you probably, I mean, I've been to New York, I fell in love with it. One day I keep saying I'm there because I just totally fell in love with New York. I didn't fall in love with New York with all the walking that I do. That aspect, I think everyone should just take a cab. That's my thing. But I just found New York really beautiful and really a great place to be. And but then no soap.
Right.
Is on the East Coast anymore, then you have to go to the West Coast. But then my idea just got me that my friend Paul Gosselin does this web series, I don't know if you heard, called Misguided.
Uh-huh.
And he is about kind of guiding light. So if you need a job, let me know, and I can tell Paul to give you a role, because he usually listens to me. And, I mean, after this COVID thing, I think you should be tuned to daytime. And I think everyone will agree with me. And if you want me to take a poll on Facebook for you, I totally will.
Sure.
Because I just think, you know, I mean, you acted so many years on soaps, and you were always so good that, you know, you were always so good. So I just think soaps are calling your name. And if you can do soaps, then maybe you should do Lifetime movies. You know, I mean, every time someone does a Lifetime movie, I end up watching it. And then I can't watch any more Lifetime movies at 2 o'clock in the morning anymore, because then I usually dream that I'm the character in the, in the story or something. So, yeah, I have to be really careful with that. But, okay, you know, on Baywatch, The Next Generation. Okay. Don't get me wrong, I loved it. I mean, I thought Baywatch in itself was great. I thought even Baywatch, The Next Generation was great. But, I mean, that's another show they could reboot. I mean, all these different shows are getting rebooted.
That's true. I think that show would do well right now if it got rebooted.
Well, yeah, and you were also on Bonanza?
Yeah, that was fun. I like that because it was, we had to do a lot. I actually booked that show because of horseback riding, but I wasn't the best horseback rider, but in the audition, the other three girls went first, and then I got up on the horse, and all of a sudden, it started pouring rain, like, so hard. So they were like, just ride over there and ride back. So I rode really quickly there, and I rode back, and they're like, oh, that's good, good enough. And so I think they just thought, she knows how to ride, she's got it, and then I ended up getting the job. But we had to do quite a lot of horseback riding. I needed to get better fast, so I ended up having to do all this horseback riding lessons. But as part of the promotion for the show, we would go to all of these rodeos and we would participate. Mm-hmm. So I got pretty good at doing things like roping. I couldn't rope a real animal, but I could rope like a still animal. And we'd always do the parades around the studio, or the ring, and a couple other things that we would do at rodeos that were really fun. So that was a fun show to do. I wish it had ended up going. It ended up not going as a series, but I did a few movie of the weeks for them.
Well, I love Bonanza. I thought it was a great show, and, you know, I mean, gosh, if you could ride horses all day, you know, because I used to have a horse and I loved it. Even though I fell off three times and that's on my same horse, and I sprained my same ankle on the horse, the same ankle. Maybe someone would tell me I shouldn't, but I just wanted to go really, really fast. And once I tried jumping over two things of hay because my husband was on my grandfather's, and I thought, okay, this is easy. If I can do it on TV, I can do it. Okay, yeah. That did not end well for me because of the fact that, you know, the host got kind of scared with the hay. But if it didn't, maybe I will not sprain my ankle, but I still think riding a horse in on a show or TV, I'm always jealous of the people because that would be an awesome day's work, just riding. You don't have to walk. You don't have to really think. You can just ride. So, yeah, and before I read the everyone else on, what is your book about? Is it about your life, or are you going in another direction?
It's more about my new business and the whole idea of how you can combine movement with mindset, and it can really help you change your life. So it talks about a lot of the brain science behind it, and if you're looking for more confidence or courage, or you want to change whatever it is that you're doing to go after something you've always wanted to, it helps give a whole lot of techniques. So there's a lot of true of life stories in there from my own life, and then there's also stories of coaching clients that I have.
That sounds, you know, awesome, because, you know, in writing a book, it will, you know, it might take a while, but once you get it done, then you will be happy about it. So, yeah.
It's mostly done. So it's been a long time coming, but I'm almost finished.
Well, yes, and then I'm going to bring on Bobby, because if I don't, I could hug you for the whole time, and that would be nice to me, and I'm going to be nice until the stay-at-home order lifts, then I don't know what I will be. Bobby, you're on.
Hey, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing well. Where are you? Are you in Seattle hold up too, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Okay, great. East Coaster.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I just know what you mean by being locked down and stuff.
Yeah, well, you're not totally locked down right now, are you? Partially, right?
Well, our governor hasn't given us the all clear, because we've been stuck in phase two for the last couple of months. And
yeah.
I'm not too sure what's going on right there. But it would be great to see you back on daytime and by...
It would be fun. Yeah. Which show do you think I should be back on? Do you have a vote?
I don't know. I would love to see you maybe work on Days, because I think there's a lady that plays Eve right now that you might have worked with on Guiding Light or One Life to Live, named Cassie the Pilot.
Oh, yeah, Cassie, right. Oh, she's wonderful. She was so lovely.
I think her last name was Wesley when she was on Guiding Light. So I don't know if it was at the same time you was on or you two didn't cross paths on One Life to Live.
We crossed paths on One Life to Live, not on Guiding Light, but we worked together. I didn't have too much interaction with her character.
Right.
But... she was on set a lot of the times I was on set. So, yeah, I did talk to her quite a bit. She was really a lovely woman.
Right, because it would be great to work on One Life, not One Life, but Days of Our Lives and reunite with her. And that would be great.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And who knows if they're looking for a whole recast, much as I love Christian Alfonso, I think you will be perfect for the recast. But I'm not saying they should recast Hope, because I don't think nobody can replace Kristen.
I was going to say, that would be a brutal. I would not want to have to replace her. She's been on for so long and was so popular, really made that character grow.
Yeah, and now she's leaving. And now she's leaving the show. But like I said, I don't think I can see you probably replacing her as Hope by any imagination.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
but I've been keeping up with you on Facebook, and I saw some of your motivational exercises and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Did you do them? Did you try any? I know. I love when people are like, I watched some of your exercises. It's like, that's awesome. Did you try them? It's like, oh, no, I didn't exercise. I just watched them.
I'm not that good in yoga.
Yeah. It's not that much yoga, though. It's more, it tends to be more cardio or strength training. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's it. I don't have anything else to say, so.
Well, great. Well, it's been nice to connect. Okay, thank you.
I'll let David on for you. Okay.
You got it. Take care. Have a good night.
Okay, Bobby, I will bring on David. David, you're on.
Hello, David.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Going a little crazy down here in Florida. I'm down here in Florida for Lauderdale.
Florida's having a tough time right now. Where in Florida are you?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're staying safe and keeping away from everybody.
Yeah, I'm being safe, though. I'm in there. I'm doing it, though. So I was working on Baywatch. How was that working on Baywatch?
It was great. I mean, I was, for a second there, I was like, hey, I was one of the few people that didn't have to wear a bathing suit. But then I went back and I had to wear a bathing suit. I was David Hasselhoff's ex-girlfriend, wife, whatever. I'm sure he had many, but that was the character that I played. So... we actually had some nice scenes together, and, you know, he was really very nice and gracious to everybody working that day. I know he's had his problems, but my experience of working with him was always very good. It was a freezing cold. There was the one day we were out there and it was really cold, and he was, you know, making sure everybody who was wearing bathing suits had blankets and towels or robes or something so that we, you know, nobody was really uncomfortable. And he was a good guy.
Awesome. I'm a fan of his too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory of working on Life Live at Barbara Graham? What's your favorite memory of working on Life Live?
I have to say it was fun because it was the first time I played a bad girl, if you will.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I like to say she was just a little disturbed. She wasn't malicious. She just had some real problems. but it was fun, especially compared to Lucy, that was like the victim of everything.
Yes.
I love playing
yes.
Lucy, but it was a nice, it was very opposite that. So I got to play something really different. And that was fun. And yeah, and it, you know, I was just talking about it the other day, reminiscing. I actually played Michael Zaslow's nurse on that show when they brought him in for the ALS storyline.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was kind of a neat experience since I had worked with him on Guiding Light.
What was he like?
But Michael's, I mean, you know, Michael's a good, he was a, Michael's a, he just was a professional. He'd been on soaps forever. He was totally the, you know, I don't know how to describe him, but he was always super nice to me. And if you ever had any questions, he was very happy to give answers. But when he came to One Life to Live, you know, he had ALS, and at that point he was barely talking, so everything was done through his computer. So it was a totally different experience. So, but I was impressed that One Life to Live did that storyline, and it was a real honor to be able to kind of work with him, to see him, you know, in two completely different capacities. And You know, one cool thing that we did that was it was totally because of him. They did a big ALS fundraiser with the Yankees. And so all of us had the opportunity to go out and play baseball with the Yankee players on the field at Yankee Stadium.
That was awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a really neat experience. And then afterwards we did we kind of had a party with all of the guys, but that was cool.
Awesome. Well, you know, you're always welcome to come back anytime. We'd love to have you on the show, always. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you're always so gracious and keeping in touch and saying hello. So thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay,
no problem.
David, I'm going to put you on hold. And 707, you're on the...
Sonia Sacho, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
I've been known as Alvin George, not my real name, by the way. Just call me Alvin for the purposes of, even though it's not my real name. Like, did you have any scenes with Marcy Walker on Guiding Light?
Wow, Marcy Walker. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I actually had scenes with her. I think I had one or two small scenes, but she was really not in my storyline. But, oh, she was so cool. What a great, great talented actress and dynamic person. I remember when she first came on and she was just this like powerhouse and so vibrant and, you know, so her energy was really great and fun and strong. And she was a talented actress, but not so much in my storyline. So I didn't really have much interaction as Lucy, but I definitely hung out with her on set as me.
How about with Allison Janney? Did you have any scenes with her? And she's of course gone on to stardom, West Wing, you know.
Oh, she did. She's so great. I actually didn't. She was not on the show when I was on. But I loved her character on West Wing. I actually really loved West Wing completely anyway, but she was so good on that show. But I didn't, I don't even know what character she played. Do you remember what character Allison played?
I can check real quick if possible. She played a character Ginger.
Ah, Ginger. Okay. Yeah, I don't know, because I didn't have anything with her.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Any other people you're curious about?
No offense, I'm kind of feeling kind of beat right now. I've had six cavities filled recently, but I still have nine to go. Awful about it.
Sorry. Ouch. That sounds painful. Well, good you're taking care of it. I hope you feel better. That sounds like a lot.
Right. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Alvin. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and Maggie, let's bring Maggie on. Hey, Maggie.
Hey.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, Sonia. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for being on here.
Great.
With me. Yeah.
I totally love the story. I didn't know anything about with you with the baseball with the Yankees for a fundraiser for ALS. That, it was an amazing story. Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience. I know somewhere in my storage, I actually have a signed jersey from Derek Jeter because he was signing. Oh, I know. I'm like, I have to find that somewhere. It's probably worth a lot of money. I know.
Put it in the glass, you know.
Yes.
Preserve it. Yeah, my God, your children, grandchildren, you know, save it forever.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you got to find that.
I do have to find it. I know. If we have a storage unit which is so full somewhere, I don't even know where. I'm sure it's in there. I definitely did not get rid of it, but yeah.
Well, I have a grandson now. It's Bree and my son, my baby. Thank you.
Yeah.
My baby come. I go over there and I'm bringing different stuffed animals there, and he'll go, "Oh, Bingo Wangle, where was it?" He says, "Okay, I put it in my toy chest so nobody would turn it." he says, "You did that?" I says, "Yeah, I hid all your little toys from, because you know they got older and whatever they would do with them. So I'd hide them."
Sure.
My dolls, I mean, they would never look there.
That's so great. Yeah. It's like a brand new thing.
Yes. As he goes, it's brand new to him. Mila, Charlie's grandmother, which she was talking about earlier, she's the one that gave me the idea. She goes, "Oh, why don't you?" I said, "Yay, that's an idea." I gave it, you know, washed it, whatever, and the washer, and it's brand new again.
That's so smart. Really good idea.
So I'm taking to preserve him.
Right.
But I want to read your book. I have to read it. I love reading it.
Yes, we want to read your book. So
when
the book comes out, you have to come on here to promote it because we want you back. Well, we always bring you back on. I mean, heck, if you didn't have anything to promote, we would still have you on.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though I will fight for you on any soap because I still think you need to go back to your daytime roots. And if you can do that for me, well, then go the Lifetime movie route and become a crazy person, because when you're crazy, in the Lifetime movies, people love and hate you at the same time. So,
I know.
When
I was on One Life to Live, and I was pretty crazy, and I would walk through. I remember going to frozen yogurt. And this guy walked. I walked in, and he looked at me, and he's just like, "You're crazy." I was like, "Okay, but it's not me."
Thank you. I accomplished it. I did my job.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's see funny. That?
I hated that you were me on there for a year. I hated that
part.
When you left, I was mad. That was stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have been
so
on there
more.
For like 10 years, and because I believe people need it to be crazy, and we need
happy, emotional, the whole 9 years. And you
and you know, you're talking to, you know, two people that are in love with their soaps, and now that their number one soaps in the hospital is coming back August 3rd. Yeah. Both of us, our birthdays, Wins and Maggie's and mine, we are like 3 weeks apart. I mean, I always get to see my second mom, so. And my mom's birthday is 2 weeks from her. So I always tell my grandma that you guys, Maggie and my mom are twins. Sisters, I really do. I'm starting to believe that more and more. And, but, I mean, since our soap is coming back, it's giving me another reason to be thankful for, because if the folks were not coming back yet, and if we had to wait 2 more months, I was going to lose it. Because, you know, the repeats and the repeats are great, are great. Mm-hmm. But I think we want to see our Sunny back in action, and our Carly back in action, and, you know, stuff like that. So before you go, is there a TV show that you've been building on since, you know, this whole quarantine started? Is there, like, a TV show that you just have lost, like, you know, the whole series that you never got to watch before?
That I've been watching? Is that what you're asking? Probably, I'm sure you've watched, but my husband's really into Billions, so I watched that show. Yes. I hadn't, so I started, you know, the first episode and binged my way through that. So,
I think binging is the way to go, because you can just sit down and watch all the episodes, and then you can go back the next day. Sometimes you finish a whole season in one day, depending what day it is. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and we would love to have you back, right, Maggie?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great day. Have a great
you
day. Have a great weekend. And I almost said happy Friday, but I know it's Thursday. So my brain thinks it's Friday. So have a great rest of the night, and please come back.
Thank you so much, and be safe, everybody out there. Look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She's so sweet. She is on the bus. When she's a good girl on TV.
Okay, so we have David and Bobby and Ghost Maggie. Okay, there are a few announcements I want to make.
Maggie.
So first of all,
General Household is back on. It's going to air new episodes on August 3rd.
Great.
I know. I only announced it. Maggie and I talk all the time, so Maggie and I are, we kind of felt like Christmas is coming, so
it is
my announcement,
birthday, everything.
Yep, my announcement for today is, okay, I've been waiting to say this all week. It's been pent up side of me, and it needs to come out. Okay. I never, ever, ever want to hear that Ron Colabody is the greatest writer whatever in the history of our writers, right? Okay, we lose Hope. We lose Christian Alfonso. We lose Waif. We lose Sunny and Will. We're probably going to lose three or four more other cast members because of this. They killed Adrian for what, to bring on Bonnie Lockhart? Come on, this whole thing about Ron is he's crazy, he derails, and him and Trump should both go to jail for him. Trump should go to jail for being this bad person and everything he did. Ron should go to jail for getting one life of him canceled, and he should go to jail for what he's doing in daily of my life. And I don't want to hear it, David. I do not want to hear it that he's doing a good job, because Maggie and I both.
David,
I'm not done. David, I'm way not done.
Calm down.
I'm not. I'm so not done.
Okay,
so
calm down.
you need to figure out people. Okay. You need to figure out people that Ron does not know how to write for romance. Ron, really, okay? Everyone's fine with this great gay writer. Okay, well, and that was so. Why in the heck, why in the heck is Sunny real leaving? And, David, David has left the building.
David has?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I didn't do anything. No, he dropped. Maybe Dog Talk dropped him, and or maybe he had to take a phone call.
That could be.
But it's impolite not
Bobby?
Saying goodbye.
I'm here.
Good.
I'll text you back. But okay. I do want to have a little bone test with what's going on Bowling and Billboard with Sally. First off, why would they want to have Sally become like a bad girl now? I mean, before the pandemic, I always thought she was the hero, the heroine. Now she's the bad girl. I mean, about a month ago when we had Patrice Zarian on the show, I suggested one thing, and that is for Flo and Sally.
What,
Quinn? So Patrice would tell me, well, I'm sure that Shirley will be on Sally's side. So
they want Wyatt back. She loves Wyatt so much, and it was really stupid what she did. Really was. She carried it really to extreme. But she did everything. Okay, there's songs to be written. I'll do anything for love. And she kind of did it like it literally. But Claire, why they ever let her out, I will never know.
Well, okay, but Maggie, why are we not surprised? Come on, let's go back to the Emmys. She stole Eden's Emmy. Yeah. Okay,
for his,
whoever gives you an Emmy reel for a fire, you know,
it's
I mean, come
on. Fire. That's her hand.
Come on, I mean, Ava got in her category by, you know, setting herself on fire. Thank God she did not win. Thank God Mara West did not win. Oh, I would have had a heyday over that. Because, I mean, come on. You are, clearly, I love Claire, but she's a pyromaniac.
Maniac.
You know, and,
When you watch it today, you're really going to be fit to be tied, I think. I'm still fit to be tied.
Well, yes, I know. You'll be, I got the moving phone call from you today.
Yeah.
And
Well,
so, yes, and, okay.
Car.
Okay, does anyone remember if we have a show tomorrow night or not? Because I am drawing a blank if we do or not. I know we have a schedule, you know, and it is somewhere in my phone. And I will find it.
How about the NHL is going to be coming to Seattle with the name the Kraken soon? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a funny name.
It is.
I thought they would go originally.
It can't be any worse than the Washington football team with the possible new name.
And there's one more thing I wanted to say about breaking news. Last night, it came down from the NFL NFL thought there won't be any preseason, right, Maggie?
Right. Preseason's canceled.
Preseason is canceled. We don't know if we will have regular season. That hasn't been determined, right?
It hasn't been determined yet. And Brian Kelly says that Notre Dame will be ready, but I'm still worried.
They have a canceled game with Navy in Ireland, and they don't even know if they're going to play the game in South Bend or Maryland yet, or if they're going to postpone the series with Navy until next year.
Just like Little Olympics.
So the conference that Notre Dame would be in, the ACC, is possibly thinking about going to conference only, and I think the Big Ten is also thinking about doing that as well. So it'll be a while before you see Notre Dame play one of those teams in non-conference games, so there's the possibility of going to all conferences next year.
Right.
And also,
it's really a contact sport. My logic.
Yep.
Okay. My baseball. Okay. Which I, my heart is baseball. But you've got the first base. You got a lot of room there. Okay. With football, you're on top of one another, tackling. And
exactly. Yeah,
they got to really be safe before they can really do this.
And by the way,
I'm glad that baseball is back beginning tomorrow. We're getting tomorrow for the White Sox and for the Mariners here in Houston. Because it's already starting right now with the Yankees and Nats and later on the Giants and the Dodgers.
Right.
Well, yeah, and I just want to say that number one, I'm so sick of the White House, guy in the White House, because he said on Good Morning America this morning that he feels confident sending Bjorn and his grandkids to school.
Cool.
Okay, this is more BS from this person, because I'm sorry. This is why we need Biden in there, because Biden would do it safe. Biden gives a damn about the people. This guy, you know what? He keeps digging his own grave. And I, for one, I'm enjoying watching Trump lie day after day. And people need to wake up. People need to wake up. What? He's now wearing masks for 4 or 5 months into this. And all this time he said, oh, you can kiss it. It was a hoax all this time, but now he's wearing the mask. And the only reason he's wearing the mask is he's trying to save himself from, all he cares is about being reelected. And I'm sorry, but I haven't read the book yet, but after on the View this morning, Mary Trump was on, and it gave me a new insight to that family. It gave it a new meaning of the word crazy, dysfunctional, right, Maggie?
Dysfunctional.
I agree. And I'll tell you what Trump is trying to do. If he's trying to win the election by sending in troops to help with the problem with the arrest in Portland and Chicago and other cities that have been bogged down by this Black Lives Matter violence and protest, then I think we're not trying to help enough. And I hate seeing these attack ads with the voicemail of Joe Biden playing and showing these pictures of the riot and background, because that's just going to be another way for Trump to win, just like it was with, I heard all these Hillary attack ads that were paid for by the Trump administration back in 2016.
There's going to be more. He's got the money. There's going to be more. Okay. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and try to stay 6 feet away from people.
Your hands and wear the mask.
Wear a mask.
And
try to stay social distance. Because we got to do something to stop it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and before we go, I just want to say again, I still am shocked over Kelly Preston passing, but I want to say this. So all those allies that are being dumb enough to say that she went in treatment, there's no way. There's no way Scientology doesn't allow that. So, you know, that's like, you know, I mean, to your battle, I mean, most people fight it, and most people get at least 5 or 10. So I'm thinking either she went to the doctor too late or Scientology didn't prevent it. And another thing I want to say is Elvis's Presley's grandson passed away too. And you know, so that he was under a lot of the depression, and you know, I feel sorry for Lisa Marie. I feel sorry for her daughter. I mean, this is not, you know, what, you know, I wish they could have got help for him. I feel honestly bad because Lisa Marie always had so many traumatic things happen in her life. I mean, her dad passes away. Michael Jackson passes away, her ex. And now this, how much more is one woman supposed to take? That's my spin on it, right, Maggie?
Yes, that's a good spin. And his girlfriend screamed. I guess she was outside the door. And
okay, well,
Ginger Allen left
my
Elvis in the bathroom. Oh, okay, that's a different subject. Yes, our hour is up.
Well, yeah, and our hour is up. So I don't think we'll be back tomorrow unless David texts one of us. And have a great weekend, and wash your hands, and please get enough sleep. And have a great night.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night, guys. Take care.
Bye, babe.